How grateful we are to come into the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, You have met us. God, You've called us, chosen us. Lord, before the foundation of the world, before a star was set in heaven, You saw every life here this morning. And God, it meant so much to You that You gave the life of Your only begotten Son upon that cross to become sin for us who knew no sin. Lord, thank You. Thank You for the grace of God who saved us. Thank You for the blood of the Lamb who, praise God, that will raise us. God, thank You that we have been seated together with You in the heavens in Christ today. Lord, help us to wake up to it. Help us to know who we are in Christ. God, may the power of Your might strike. Lord, enlighten and illuminate Your vessels today to go forth in power, in the power of the love of God. The love that will not let us go. The love, praise the Lord, that has seated us together in the heavens in Christ. May we magnify You. May Your Spirit continue to anoint. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles, brothers and sisters, to 1 Corinthians. Going back to chapter 1. We'll be finishing up today on that verse 30. I believe we've had a precious time that God has given us here. If He tarry, I'm confident we'll visit again and again. Praise His name. In the 30th verse it says, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God." See, listen to that again. "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And aren't you thankful today we're here to glory in the Lord? And in glorying in the Lord, I just can't get over, made unto us. Made unto us. Hallelujah. I've got the four Gospels staring me right here in the face as I read this. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. The manifestation of Christ in me. Can you see the four living ones calling out? Can you see this wisdom, the Lion King in Matthew? How about the righteousness, that servant calf in Mark? Sanctification, the man Luke set apart to God. And then today, redemption, the soaring eagle. You've been made free in John. Oh my goodness. All I can tell you is you lack nothing in the Lord. You are so full and you are so rich in Christ. Matter of fact, you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You got it all. I'm here to tell you today that you have it all in Jesus Christ. Now let's be just full of it and overflowing. And you're going to have peace, you're going to have rest, you're going to have satisfaction. And you thought you had it yesterday, I did too. But He showed me something this morning. And it kept flowing out. It kept flowing out. As a sister told me, she said, there's a custom, I guess, in the Asian country, and I appreciated that. Fill it as they were filling a cup up. Fill it and let it overflow. It's supposed to bring good luck. Well, let me tell you something. It's just good when the Lord overflows. And I believe He's going to do it today. But brothers and sisters in Christ, we are fully able, we are fully prepared to not just get by. Not just to grin and bare our teeth and go, oh, we got to get through this one, Lord. No! To superabound in Him unto every good work. Hallelujah. See, it's His all-sufficient grace. And brothers and sisters, we've rejoiced in how manifold and how unsearchable the wisdom and the righteousness and sanctification are. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Redemption is just the same. Beyond. It's just beyond. Redemption. It means not only to rescue from captivity and bondage. Not only to rescue you from captivity and bondage. But to completely satisfy every obligation and every liability. Do you realize there's nothing hanging on you anymore? Oh, but brother, you don't know me. I'm just seeing you in Christ. I'm here to tell you how it is. I'm tired of listening to that old enemy speaking. What do you think? I see you in Christ. And I see a soaring eagle. Hallelujah. Now, in Christ, in His redemption plan, I want you to understand, not only did He free us from captivity and bondage, not only did He completely satisfy every obligation and liability, He even went way beyond that. Galatians 3:13 says this, Christ hath redeemed us. See, you always know that. You didn't redeem yourself. You didn't do a thing. The grace of God bought you. The grace of God brought you. The grace of God is open in your heart here today if you'll allow it to. But it's the grace of God that'll open your heart today to receive the things of God. Did you know that? I love that, don't you? Don't you realize that it's all on Him? It is, brothers and sisters, just a willing vessel that shows up. He'll fully open, He'll fully enable, He'll fully bring it, He'll fully feed it. And He'll grow you up into all things in Christ if you let Him. It's got to be grace. What could I bring to the party? Nothing. Nothing. Praise be to God. Now listen to this. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Man, He took it all. See, not only did He free us, not only did He pay it, but this God became the curse. Oh, it just, I do. I don't know how to explain it. I go beside myself. Out of here. What He did and what He brought and what He is. What He became for me. For me to be favored. To receive unmerited favor by the Father, by God, the I Am. To come boldly to the throne of grace today. Knowing that I have been made in Christ. Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He's put that in my life. Not something that was like it, not something that was really close to it, not something that was really special, but Him. Him! Get it! Get it and you'll go boldly. Get it and you'll live with fire. Get it and you won't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It will be your power. God help us. Oh, He took it all freely by His grace. We are redeemed in Him. And brothers and sisters, that redemption was all brought through the blood. Through the blood. Captives made free. Made free. Not set free. Made free. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. See, there's a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And that law is what they sang about today, and it's called love. It's a love that I can't be separated from. It's a love that'll never let me go. It's a love that the Holy Spirit will come and shed abroad in my heart. And grow up a man that had no chance to be a vessel that'll bring forth the glory of God. I glory in that man, not in any other man. I glory in that man, the vision that he's given me to see of us in Christ. Till we all come as being offered today. Oh my goodness. Overflowing. As that sister encouraged my heart last night. It means delirious. Oh, I got to stay with it. The love of God constrained me. My mom told me a couple weeks ago. She said, honey, you're getting so free in the Lord. Nobody's going to talk to you pretty soon. I said, oh, if only I hear Jesus, how blessed I am. How blessed I am. Yes, I've gone crazy in the Lord and it's wonderful. But Romans 8:2 tells you, for the law of the Spirit of Christ, of the life in Christ Jesus, hath made me free. Hath made me free from the law of sin and death. See, made. See, set free, it could be a nice thing to think about, but set free kind of still has a connotation to you that you weren't free at one time in a sense. That maybe you could be captive again. But this is made free. Hallelujah. And made free means exactly what it is. It can't be anything but free. You're made free in Christ. Oh, let's go on with this. You're saying, okay, what's he getting at? Well, let's listen to the Holy Spirit here. Ephesians 1:7. We have redemption through his blood. See, I'm not trying to get it. I've got it. I've got forgiveness of sins through his blood. And he reminds me again, it's all according to the riches of his grace. Get satisfied with that. Settle it. It's time to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anything else misses the mark. Hallelujah. He's been made unto us. Oh, come on now. The debt has been paid. The ransom fully met. Even if, and I've heard people like this, you are crazy enough to deny it. Even if you were duped by the enemy to think, oh, I don't believe that, never did. Redeemed by the blood is permanent. Redeemed by the blood is permanent. When you've been redeemed by the blood, you have been transformed from death unto life. You went from darkness to life. And I'm going to tell you it like this. You is what you is in Christ, and it's not going to change. Get it. Sometimes it has to be direct. And it's specifically in that faith, brothers and sisters, that we live another part of this all-encompassing redemption plan. Now, when we become a child of God, it's exactly what we become, a child. Readied, prepared to grow up. Amen. That's all he wants us to do is to grow up. And the same source that we were born, that blood, is the same source that's going to grow you up. See, the cherubim on that mercy seat represent the mature Christians, that bride. And you'll notice they didn't look all over the place. They didn't go, you know, where am I going to go discover growth and discover all this, how it's going to grow me up. They looked one place. They looked on the mercy seat. The mercy seat was where the blood was poured. Don't take your eyes off of it. Grace never changes. It doesn't. You don't start one way and then grow another way. It's the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when we're children, it's time to grow up. But sometimes being a child, sin can reign. Amen. And even as we grow, sometimes sin will get in there and reign. But this all-inclusive redemption plan can grow up a son that can walk in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. The Lord is making that real in my life. Praise God. Transforming me to be the man I could never be. Looking to Him for our all sufficiency in all things. And it's always, isn't it? Let's go back from the beginning. You're not lacking a thing. He's been made unto us. Just see Him kind of trying to nudge you. He's just trying to wake you up to who you are in Christ.
Yes, amen.
See, in Christ we're not any different. We're not. We're sons. We're sons. We're accepted in the Beloved. We're favored. Brother Hill taught us the same thing. Preached the Word for 75 years, but he knew the grace of God. And even if you knew the Lord for 75 seconds, you had the same benefit to go boldly to that throne of grace to obtain mercy and help and grace in your time of need. See, you'll grow in that. See, in fear and guilt and all those hang-ups that the enemy wanted to just put on your life and wants to continue to do that to you. You're not going to grow there. You grow in grace. You grow in that you've been redeemed by the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Do you see the Spirit wins every time? The Spirit wins. I don't care about this flesh and how weak it is. The Spirit wins. And the Spirit is the very power of the I Am's might. And the Spirit is so powerful, He can break down every stronghold. Every stronghold. It allows us to realize, brothers and sisters, that these chains and these bonds that we think are chains and bonds are not chains and bonds at all. Oh, stay with this. It's just my imagination. I've been made free. Now I think about that made free. There's only one life that's been made free, and that's the life of Christ. Tell me what bound Him. Nothing. Nothing. That's the life I live. How about you? It is the life you live if you're a son of God. It is. Take this and throw it away. World, get out of my face. I'm a child of the King. And I live by the faith right here of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, when I start to realize that I've been made free, it'll cause me to lay aside every weight. And I appreciate how the Lord tells me that. See, bonds and chains that were up here, right down here, the Lord says, oh, honey, they're just a weight. Now, and I got to thinking about that, and I said, well, dummy me, I'm just holding them. Come on. That's not a chain and it's not a bond. It's a weight. It's a weight. And I'm holding them in my unbelief. When you're fearful, you do this. And I'm holding something. When I'm free, I'm doing this. And I realize something holding me. Oh, I love Him. Brothers and sisters, I said it before, lies are not real. You think about that. They're not real. No. Lies never happened. They didn't. They are make-believe. And those chains today that the enemy is trying to get you to think that are holding you down and that are binding you are made make-believe by faith. That's it. I believe you wouldn't be in this meeting today if you didn't believe that this is the divine, sovereign, and true Word of God. I'm going to ask you again, you've been made free? Come on, you've been made free? You've been made free! Yes, you have! Isn't it wonderful to be free? Isn't it even more wonderful to know you've been made free? Now, I see some people believing they've been made free. Now, if the Lord tarry an hour from here, you better still remember you've been made free. It's not because of this place. It's because of what's in this place. I've been made free. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, you came out of that stuff. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby you cry. I'm going to take it out of the King's English. I'm just going to put it right to you. You cry, Abba, Father. That's the most sacred holy prayer. That's my dad, and I'm crying to you. Hallelujah, I come to you because I've been made free in your house. I'm free in the throne room. It's exciting. The privilege of who we are in Christ. Oh, I love you, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to love the Lord together. But let's go on. I got to hurry on. That bold cry of Abba Father brings us to the final thought. And praise God, I believe that we are looking to this final thought of redemption, this full redemption plan to this day. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, it says, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed. Shut up to Him. Praise God. You're His. Which is the earnest of our inheritance. You got inheritance. Quit looking at the 401 and the severance and all of that. See, you can join the Lord even if it's gone, can't you? Because you can say, oh Lord, now it really don't have me, huh? Come on. He's your provider. And what He's going to provide someday, oh my goodness. Oh. But which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. See, you got bought unto the praise of His glory. And then in Romans 8:23 it goes on and it says, and not only they, but ourselves also, put yourself right there, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting. Waiting. That's what you're doing right now by the grace of God. What are you waiting for? I hope it's this. Waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Oh, I'm waiting for my body to be redeemed. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. The purchased possession. He bought me. I'm His. And I'm His alone. And you are too. And praise be to God. I'm just waiting. I'm occupying. Listening to His sweet words. These love letters to my life. Son, come unto me. Come unto me. Rise up. Rise up. My love, my fair one. And come away. And come away. And come away. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now. He led captivity captive, brothers and sisters. Yes, He did. He went down that marvelous moment. And He took old Upper Sheol. And He took it. robbed it and took it up to heaven with him. Hallelujah. And you know what? There's a company that's kind of captive today a little bit too, that he's getting ready to free. It's true. Oh, it's so true. Oh, it's a company. It's a company that's groaning to see his lovely face. And it's not just a company. It's a body. It's a body. I close with this. It's been going around again. A couple little emails sent to me and I appreciate it. It's about the custom of the Jewish servant when the master goes to eat. I'm sure many of you saw it. And when the master would go to the table to eat. Oh God, help me get through this. I could explode at any moment on this one. But there would be the master supping at the table, and the servant would wait back, out of the way, not to be seen by the master. And the master would be eating, and sometimes the master would get up from the table. Well, the servant wouldn't really know if the master was finished or if he was going to come back. But there was the clue. There was the evidence if he was finished or if he was coming back. So the servant would look at that table, and if the master wadded up the napkin and threw it on the table, the servant knew he's not coming back. He's finished. But if he saw that napkin, that it was folded and sitting on that chair, he knew he was coming back. And brothers and sisters, when John and Peter entered that tomb, they saw that folded napkin that covered the head of our precious Lamb. And it was folded there upon that seat. And they knew, without a doubt, he's not finished. He's coming back. He's coming back. Now, he saved you from death. He saved you from sin. And praise be to God, he's going to redeem me right out of this world in any moment. Let's stand and praise him. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, the marvelous Savior. Oh, the Lamb, the I Am. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. My love, my fair one. Oh God, thank you. While every head is bowed, we just give you the praise and the glory and the thanks. Lord, thank you that this is you. This is your work. We are your workmanship. God, we're just created in you. Hallelujah. So thankful that it's your love and it's your grace. It's your enabling. Lord, call out to your people today. I know you are. And let us hear your voice. Let us be attentive. Let us hearken. The word has been spoken and you love us. Hallelujah. Rise up, my love, my fair one. And come away. Amen. Oh, in Jesus' name.